Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We continue our live coverage here in Manchester, New Hampshire on primary day. And what in God's name is an Aussie doing in New Hampshire caring about retaking America? Well, we're about to find out. His name is Nick Adams. His website is nickadamsinamerica.com. And he's got a brand new book coming out called Retaking America: Crushing Political Correctness. Nick Adams, thanks for joining me.
G'day, Larry. What a pleasure it is to be with you,
well,
sir.
You got a fine little country down there. What do you care about America? What are you doing here? Well, take care of the Wiggles and all those strange people you've got here.
Larry,
leave us alone.
Larry, I would. I would if the circumstances weren't so dire in America. I think everybody's got an investment in the United States. What's good for America is good for the world. When America does well, the world's healthy. When America's weak, the world's dangerous, and we don't see, I mean, that's not a hypothesis, that's a reality, and we've seen that in the last 7 years.
Well, I'm being facetious. Of course, I agree with that, and I welcome anyone from around the world who believes in that idea. How long have you been in America? Did you come here specifically to sort of help the cause?
Larry, for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been traveling all through the United States of America. The Granite State is actually my 28th state. And I go speaking to audiences about American exceptionalism from an external perspective and why it's important that everybody stand up and fight and defend and protect and preserve American exceptionalism. The President of the United States, as an example, Larry, which is what brings us all here together today, is not just the President of America, and I think Americans often forget that. It's the President of the world. And everyone's got an investment. You know, people in Australia right now, they're not sleeping well.
Mm.
They're not sleeping well because the current president is not protecting us sufficiently. And that's a problem. And that's why I think right around the world, there are the silent majority, Larry, are hoping for a change to a president with a far more robust foreign policy.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. Retaking America, America exceptionalism. You're back in Donald Trump, aren't you?
I like Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump, Larry. I went to his rally last night. Yeah. I even got a photograph with him. I can't vote.
You have better hair than he does.
Only just. Look, Donald Trump, I think, has done magnificent things in terms of moving the dial, changing the culture, which is the whole reason why I got into it. You see, I don't think America's problems, Larry, are going to get solved at the ballot box. They're going to be solved around kitchen tables. They're going to be solved by ordinary, everyday people getting out there, being bold, punching the politically correct bully in the nose, and getting it done.
And it sounds like a try. I mean, have you endorsed Donald Trump? Is he your man? Are you?
Well, that may well be coming.
You haven't decided 100%. All right, that's good to know. They dodge in Australia the same way they dodge here.
But if I had to vote today, Larry, and obviously I can't vote, unless I was in Chicago. if I had to vote today...
Or certain parts of Maryland. Yeah.
If I had to vote today, Larry, I would probably vote for Donald Trump.
You would. And actually, that raises a very important issue as we discuss this. Are you here legally in the country? And can I see your green card?
I am. I am here legally in the country. I'm working on my green card.
He is not producing any documentation, ladies and gentlemen.
You wouldn't believe how hard it is.
Well, and I raise this only because I think people from outside this country who want to be in America and want to thrive in our nation for whatever reason, they are the ones who should be most concerned about illegal immigration because you should be able to do it the right way, and the people who do it the wrong way should not have a free ride.
Larry, I've been in the system for 5 years. I have expensive Manhattan attorneys. It's cost me $40,000 so far. I want to do it legally because the last thing I would do for the country that I love and want to be a part of is break the law.
Yeah.
And it is frustrating.
We hear that people come here out of an act of love, and they're here for opportunity, and they're here for all of the things that America has to offer, and their first act is to break our law.
An act of love is emptying your bank account and giving it to lawyers so you can do it legally. That's an act of love. And, you know, this country, it means the world, Larry. I mean, there is no other America. There is no one else to pull us out. I mean, America is the ball game. And that's why I wrote this book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, because I believe that every single problem in America today is linked to political correctness, whether it's porous borders, gun control ambitions, receding Christianity, diminished America on the world stage, burgeoning government size, increasingly unsustainable federal debt. All of that stuff is PC.
Yeah. All right. Nick Adams is our guest. It takes an Aussie to write the book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. Before we're out of time, I got to ask you, you raised guns. And I'm told by my friends in the Democratic Party, that some of the Republicans also, who are squishy on the Second Amendment, I'm told that Australia is a utopia now because all of the guns have been confiscated.
They should ask the criminals that have got all the guns and all the good, decent, law-abiding people that don't.
Tell me, yes.
Yeah, well, look, Larry, it's exactly 20 years ago next month that the federal government in March of 1996 stepped forward and introduced a gun buyback scheme, which effectively required all Australians to go to their local police station and hand in their firearms. And contrary to the international perception of Australians being these rugged individualists that wrestle crocodiles and are going to fight for their freedom, we're actually a rather compliant people. And we all went to our local police station and handed in the firearms. Now, that would never happen in America, which is one of the reasons why I'm so confident that America, unlike Western Europe, Australia, Canada, Europe, can crush this political correctness stuff, because there's sufficient patriotic bloodline and backbone in this country.
All right, Nick Adams, thank you for being here again. The book is called Retaking America, and it's not out yet. When's it out?
You can order it right now, Larry. I want people to go on Amazon.com and order Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. If you love America and hate political correctness, this is the book for you.
There you go. The website is nickadamsinamerica.com. Loved you in Lord of the Rings, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You were great. You were one of the hobbits in the tree, right? I remember that.
Yes, sir. That was me.
See, he's rolling with my jokes, and I got to like him for that. He didn't even take the bait on the Wiggles.
God bless, Larry.
Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.